Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Talking about your neighbor, because I was thankful to that we know our neighbor. I have my neighbor's cell phone number. We were in Maine last week, and storms hit back here in PA. I called to make sure no trees were down. We still had power. Everything was okay. But I was wondering, is that a thing of the past? Do we still know who our neighbor is? Could you pick up the phone and call them?
I think it's very rare these days. I do finally have my downstairs neighbor's text number, and we do text, and she's very, very sweet, so I know her. And I know the guy across the street who's always looking at what everybody's doing. You want to make friends with that guy. And every neighborhood has one, because I want, if something is amiss with me, I want him to know.
Yes.
And I know he's got guns. I feel like he's got my back. I feel like I'm in good hands.
One of those people that like knows everything that's going on in the neighborhood. Paul, how about you? Do you have your neighbor's phone number?
I have her number, and I'd rather burn in hell before I call her.
Okay.
Explain. I'm going to need to know why.
We've lived in our house for 25 years. She has moved into the neighborhood 3 years. We're up to 82 calls. She's called the police on us for stupidity.
One of those neighbors.
For what? One thing specifically or for everything? Why is she calling on you?
She calls about everything. It's just an umbrella flew off our patio, went into her yard. She called the police, had them retrieve it
instead of
us go get it.
And evidently a lot of time on her hands. Did you have any trouble with the previous people that were there before her?
Neither. None of their dolls.
Yeah. That's very telling right there, isn't it?
It's not you guys. Definitely not you guys, Paul.
Well, let's put it this way. When the police go, when you see them out and they go, how's your neighbor? And then I thought, it was, you know, they know who she is. But when the mayor asked, I thought, oh, God, I guess there it is a problem.
That's brutal. I'm so sorry. Because you know what? Your home should be your fortress of solitude and peace. And when you live next to somebody like that, that's got to be so stressful.
Yeah, that's the worst. All right, hang in there, buddy.
Do you want us to prank her with a bunch of pink flamingos in her yard? We're on it, man. You just say the word. I'm so glad you called, and I'm so sorry. But thank you, Paul.
Take it easy.
All right.
Have a good one.
Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Enjoy your show.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Feel for that guy.
My heart aches for him.
Yeah.
Have you noticed on Facebook that a lot of people have neighbors to the one side that they love and they party with, and then the neighbors on the other side are jerks and they hate them? And it gets worse if you love the ones on the one side. Do you think the ones that are jerks are just jealous because you're not inviting them to the campfire?
Yeah, it gets uncomfortable. You know,
and then it just gets worse?
The backyard cookout and
Yes. I want to live in Taryn's world. Taryn on Facebook said, I just had my daily morning convo with my neighbor while we were watering our flowers together.
Nice.
That's like some Mayberry stuff right there, man. I want that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.